The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. The presentation today is very similar to, the presentation today will be very similar to what we did last week. Recall last week, what we did was to make a comparative analysis among bank stocks listed on the NGX. If I'm not mistaken, I think we only left out FBNH because the audit report and the first quarter report are yet to be released to the market. We also left out Stanbic IBTC. That was in error anyway. So today what we're going to be doing is to bring together a number of manufacturing companies, not necessarily in the same industry. Of course, you will see one or two or three of them operating in the same industry, for example, GSK, Fitzing, and M&B, all operate in the same healthcare subsector of the market. But if we want to group them, they are manufacturers. So we group them together with organizations like Dangote Cement, Dangote Sugar, and quite a number. If I'm not mistaken, there should be about 15 of them. It was meant to be like 16, but I have to just delete Alex, that is Aluminium Extrusion Company PLC, because the result was just nothing to write home about. So instead of wasting our efforts analyzing it, I just decided to remove it. So we still have between 14 and 15 companies in it. So the idea is for you to know what the fourth quarter performances of these organizations are. And if you are able to get this, all you need to do is to keep tab on the subsequent earnings that will be released to the market. Sometimes, all you need to make the best of equity investment might not be all those complicated analysis or ratios. Because again, if you want to begin to consider ratios, it will be on an unending exercise. There are lots and myriads of ratios that you can actually put together as far as equity investment is concerned. But sometimes, if you can reduce all this analysis to something in the form of arithmetics that a child can understand, so you make quick investment decisions and you can also make long-lasting, firm, strategic investment decisions, which is what we try to do by looking at earnings per share. We start from turnover to profit after tax. We look at the growth in it, and then we look at what that comes to in earnings per share, and we subsequently also look at the PE ratio. We look at the earnings yield, and if there's enough time, we look at the profit margin. All these little simple ratios, if you can keep tab on them and you follow through, okay, you definitely will be able to make it well in the stock market. Because you see, many people do make the mistake. What they invest in sometimes might just be the brand. What some invest in sometimes might just be the big name, might be the age. And some strategically they invest in maybe industry. But irrespective of whatever industry or whatever brand or age, look at what the earnings are saying. Work around the earnings, okay? You will be able to make a headway investing in the equity market profitably. So please join me in welcoming Haruna Kibira. Haruna Kibira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. Global View Capital Limited is a trading license holder of the NGX. Haruna, you are welcome. Okay, we go into business straightforward. Let me quickly say this. Access Corp announces successful closure of $50 million issuance of green senior unsecured notes. They also concluded they are restructuring formally and officially. After this, I'm very sure that Access Bank will still come to the market to announce one thing or the other. Don't you think so?
Well, if there's the need and if they know that they have the capacity to absorb it.
Why do you think that people are seemingly shying away from the stock of Access Bank?
Maybe they feel that the balance sheet is levered, it's highly geared.
If you are highly geared, does that not show that really you are working?
As far as they are not overtraded, there's one thing I want to say. You see, I think some time ago we shouted about Presco, we shouted about Como, we shouted about Anywhere. If we are shouting about asset, it's not as if we collected a dime from asset. Figures don't have emotion. It is what we are seeing that we are talking about. Yes, there are people that are risk averse. They will think that maybe their books are highly geared, then they are highly leveraged, then they shy away from. But as like you said, it is not a sin to borrow. As far as you are making return higher than the cost of fund, there's no sin in it.
If you are running a going concern institution, if you are not borrowing, it means you are not thinking. Goes petrol.
Yes, as far as return is higher than cost of.
I don't know. Do you have an idea of what the last dividend yield of Access Bank looked like?
I think
that dividend payout.
I think it was down to 1 naira, 70 and 30 kobo.
All right. Now, if you are buying Access at less than 10 naira, and then you are most likely going to get something in excess of 1 naira dividend at the year end. 10% dividend yield in any market, can we say that is rather low?
That it was a time that even 10% was considered high at that particular market. I don't think that is low.
Don't worry. We'll continue to follow up on this. For those who know how to discover a company early or a stock early, Access Bank is good for you. We'll find time to talk more about that. Let us now go to the comparative analysis of selected manufacturing stocks. Now, like I did say at the opening of this discussion, I did say that they are not in the same industry per se. And so they don't necessarily need to be in the same industry. Comparative analysis does not necessarily mean that they must be in the same industry. But the truth of the matter is that they are all manufacturers. And when you talk about manufacturers in Nigeria, they are more or less affected by the same force or forces. What are these forces? I'm sorry to say. One, currency exchange and fluctuation in the exchange rate. In fact, scarcity of foreign exchange is major. That is that. Electricity, that is power. Okay, and alternative power, which could either be gas or diesel, they're affected by more or less
the same
factors. And two, we talk about purchasing power of the Naira and ability among the populace, okay? So, but looking at them, what we have decided to do, despite irrespective of the industry where you operate, we are just doing this for the meantime. When all the earnings have been released to the market, we would still later do it. We will now begin to go from one industry to the other, and then we will bring the entire market together under one platform. And we will now come to tell you in earnings, in turnover, in profit after tax, this is the best equity. This is the best company for the Q1 2022. But for now, we can just limit ourselves here. We look at a few equities that actually led, maybe we talk about first five or first six, in turnover growth. You see, I keep saying this. All you need to do is just go back a little bit and look at how consistent these companies have been in this turnover growth. If you see any company that keeps increasing, right, its market share, and the market share would definitely reflect in the turnover growth.
Yes.
True or false?
True.
When you see a company that is always increasing its market share, wisdom demands that even if you are not buying, keep a tab on it. the company, there is something they are
yeah,
doing.
They are doing.
Maybe they are getting the marketing right. Maybe they are getting the product right. They are able to penetrate the market. And if you see any company along the line where the market share keeps depleting, keeps declining, in other words, they keep recording decline in their turnover. If you have investment there, begin to plan to sell. Something is happening there. Okay, in this case, we look at CAP. 119.11% increase in turnover for the first quarter. We look at GSK. This GSK, shouldn't we talk about GSK a little bit? Because this GSK at the time was not performing well, Arena. Have they woken up?
Yes. You know what I like about some companies that, yes, they would have had issues. But it shows that the management at the board and
they didn't go to sleep.
Yes, they understand that they had an issue and they sat down to understand that issue and they put it to bed.
So Okomu, I know you're an Okomu man.
No, it's just that Okomu and Presco, in fact,
I'm sure that their farm is not far from your village.
they can't meet demand. So as much as they are able to expand, they will continue to grow in their turnover.
Then feed same.
We have chatted so much about fishing, even on this table. As at the time we even said, fishing was just about 6.50 naira kobo. And the number, because fishing is slow, it can be 6 naira for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, but some people will buy the moment it has not got to 9 naira, they will sell. But I saw the movement, it has gone over 10 hours.
But definitely it will probably be in response to the bonus they declared.
The bonus, the dividend, and the quarter one. You see, all of them. When the quarter one was released, Fisin is still trading Kumdiv, Kumstrik. So all the three forces joined together.
I would also want us to talk about Capri. Was it not one company the other time?
It was here we talked so much about Capri. But if you like, we'll see what they have actually do. They have been able to turn around, especially their finance cost and their finance income. They have grown their finance. You know, one of the good things I like in a board is that, yes, they were able to grow their turnover. Not that there was no increase in their cost of sales, but the increase is lesser than the increase in their turnover. Why would the bottom line not smile? Definitely the EPS will be bigger than the previous one.
Arena, in other words, one of the revelations of this Q1 among the manufacturers is actually GSK and Capri.
In fact, it's even Capri that warned me, because the day I saw Capri was trying to round up to 8.50 naira kobo, and there was this few offer, and I was trying to find out what is the reason behind it. Then the next day they drop their quarter
result.
It's not 12.35 naira kobo.
So if when they were bringing bad report to the market the other time, instead of criticizing them, we just go ahead.
No, you need to criticize. Because like we said, figures don't have emotion. As at that time, this was what they were releasing. But the thing is that the speed at which we used to recognize that there is a turnaround, that is what matters in this market.
I don't know, this equity just moved straight from 8 naira consistently to 8 naira 40 kobo.
Every day, 10%.
And then?
10%. The only day slowed down was it was supposed to trade the level 25.
But the indicators are saying that it needs to slow down now because it is flat.
Because from 8 naira to 12 naira 35 kobo, I think that is almost 50%.
I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. Aruna, for your time, I say thank you. Please make sure that you call Aruna. Don't just call him. Make sure you open an account with him. He will trade for you. Okay? And my team, I say kudos to you. You are the best. I've got to go. Until when we shall be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, Abayomi Obabolejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.